It's not normally part of their repertoire, but the Tour de France is coming to town, so the Barnsley Metropolitan Band were happy to show a bit of francophile spirit. The arrival of the world's biggest annual sports event would be a notable occasion anyway, but some of the younger members of this band have been chosen to perform for a Tour de France welcoming ceremony.
I think it's amazing that something so big is coming to a little town like Barnsley, and it's a really big opportunity for us to go play there.
I'm quite a cycling fan myself. I'm going to be camping out so I can get up early in the morning to watch the cyclists go past and hopefully get a good spot.
How do you feel about the fact that the Tour de France is coming to Barnsley?
Oh, brilliant. It's such a big event, biggest cycling event in the world, coming so local. It's going to be a full day of fun, isn't it?
In fact, the fun has started here already. I don't know if you can hear the fountain next to me, but every evening that's been illuminated in yellow, the colour worn by the lead cyclist in the Tour de France. Even the clock tower above the town hall in Barnsley is beaming out yellow light. But the celebrations aren't just about France's most famous sporting event. For 1 week, Barnsley has also become a place to sample the delights of French cuisine.
Bonjour! Bonjour, mademoiselle!
In the middle of Barnsley's main market, Bathilde Fevre and her colleague Jeff Quignon have set up a stall offering locals a wide selection of sweet and savoury patisserie.
You've got croissants, pain chocolate and a bechamel sauce, cheese, onion and bacon on the twist. It was more like a quiche.
So I've got to ask, up here in Yorkshire, do real men eat quiche?
Yeah. They're not keen, but actually when they taste it, they just seem to like it bit by bit.
What have you just bought, madam?
I've just bought a mega twist. With cheese and ham, no, bacon, cheese and bacon.
You're happy having all this attention on Barnsley, the French food, the French race coming here?
I think it's brilliant. I'm glad it's coming to Yorkshire. Yes, yeah, yeah.
What have you just bought?
Cheese and bacon mega twists. Thank you very much.
We've already had three, yeah. We're fatties.
What about the Tour de France coming here? Are you excited about that?
Definitely, yeah.
It's good for the people, it's good for the economy, obviously. It's the biggest bike race in the world. End of story.
Well, not quite end of story. At the other end of the market, I found local councillor Wayne Johnson. He was being confronted by a local resident who's apparently not so happy to have an international cycle race pass right through her neighbourhood.
You can't get across main road to get to train station, so
what,
we're begging.
You can't cross the road?
No. For 3 days.
You're joking.
No, they got barriers up.
Councillor Johnson insists that he's personally delighted to have the race coming. But then again, he's not surprised that there are some Tour de France doubters.
You know, the thing is about Yorkshire people, we like to have a moan about things, don't we? You know what I mean? So, of course, you've got lots of people who are moaning about the road stoppages, but Harrogate's going to have a massive amount of people in there because that's when it starts. So there'll be all the milling about getting ready to start off. And then, of course, it ends at Sheffield.
So this is about jealousy. I mean, Barnsley not happy that Harrogate and Sheffield are getting all the attention.
Well, if everything were right, yeah, it would start and end at Barnsley, wouldn't it, really? This is what we should be having. Start the race from here and go round in the circle and come back here, you know.
Make it the Tour de Barnsley instead of the Tour de France.
Of course, yeah. Well, that'd give us something. That would be something to shout about, yeah.
Obviously, when you're thinking about what the people of Barnsley make of the Tour de France, it's easy to forget about the cyclists themselves, who, after all, are going to have to go up and down the hills of South Yorkshire. Now, it may not be the Pyrenees or the Alps here, but I can tell you that for this rather out-of-condition reporter getting on a bicycle for the first time in ages, they're quite a challenge.
There are some sort of very steep hills, and again, depending on sort of what weather conditions are, that can play a part in it. If you've got a headwind, then it can make it more severe.
Gary Late is racing secretary for Barnsley Road Club, the town's oldest cycling group.
It will be easier than sort of the Alps in France and Spain. But yeah, it'll still be a test. You know, it should be fun for them.
It must be fun for you too. I mean, you're a cycling enthusiast. Here it is, the world's most famous bicycle race coming right on your doorstep.
Yeah, it's once in a lifetime. Obviously, I'll never see it again. It's just great for Yorkshire.
There is a serious aspect to that regional pride that the Tour de France has brought out.
South Yorkshire has taken a series of economic knocks in recent years. When those cyclists race through, they'll pass by disused coal mines and other relics of long-gone industrial working life. It's a theme explored by the Barnsley poet Ian McMillan. He's written a piece to commemorate hosting the opening stage of the Tour de France, or the Grand Depart as it's known.
The Great Grand Depart. Time goes round in circles, the gears of memory shift. Now Barnsley's full of cycles to give a changing place a lift. We celebrate the Grand Depart. I can't be the only one to feel the pounding, sweaty cyclist's art. Turns and turns like an old pit wheel, glowing in a bike bell's gleam. Hold this moment, hold it tight. A yellow-jerseyed sporting dream. A Grand Depart at the speed of light.
The Tour de France lasts for 3 weeks and is expected to pull in literally millions of spectators along the way in towns like Le Touquet, Grenoble and Carcassonne. But it seems those racing, struggling, at times out of breath sportsmen can expect to be cheered on every bit as heartily by cycling fans and other residents in the South Yorkshire town of Barnsley.